Okay, so before we get started on our short lecture for today, just to give you a lay of the land for this week, we'll meet both days, today and on Thursday. It'll probably finish out early both days, a lot of housekeeping to kind of do. The bulk of today will be reviewing what your final presentation and report needs to look like. You'll see it's essentially a combination of the two you've done already, with an addition of analysis of the design results, right, which is one section you haven't written yet. So when we get to that part of the lecture today, make sure you pay attention, and if you have questions about that section, make sure you get them answered. That'll be the bulk. The primary focus of the day is that review of kind of technical documentation with respect to your final report and presentation. Remember, those are worth about equivalent together, about what a final exam would be worth. So you got a quarter of your points out there next week, just like a normal final exam in a class. Okay. So that's today. On Thursday, we will be doing another team evaluation for your final project team. We will be returning your kits on Thursday. So if you have yours today, just hold on to it. We don't want any of them until Thursday. We have the sheets that we'll bring around. Make sure you have everything that we gave to you. If you know you're missing something, get in touch before then, and we can start working out how you can get a replacement part to us. Okay. As a reminder, if you don't have all the parts that you were assigned, you're going to get incomplete until we do get those parts from you, from your team. Okay. So if you know you're missing something, let's start down the path of getting that figured out. All right. And then a week from today, your report is due. And a week from Thursday, your presentation is due. Yes.
Do you all purchase driver boards by chance?
Purchase from who? Like buy from you?
Not purchase. I'm like, give them to you all, but I don't really have anything to do with those extra boards.
Yeah, we don't have a means to actually give you guys any money, like cash. But yeah, we'll take donations. Although hopefully we're moving away from those next term. Well, design within the constraints of what you're given. Other questions about that, how that schedule is going to shake out? Results, everything's been posted. Ms. Hodges, let me know there might be a mistake in the final rankings. I repeated the team, it looks like. In the judges' scores, I split out the kind of the high school students from the non-high school students, and the judges, your grade came from the non-high school students, if you were worried about that. But I put them there as well. They actually were pretty close. They were across the board, they were about a point higher for each team than the non-high school judges, but the ranking was pretty close to the same. So, yes? Two separate emails, yeah.
So we still have the same subject line for.
That's fine, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. Other questions? Pictures went up Saturday or Sunday, too, if you want to look at the Class Flickr album. About 100 of them from the final contest. They should all be public and downloadable. If you want to grab those, there's a button. You can grab them if you want. Okay. So let's talk about your final report and presentation. The report, you have 10 pages. And that's a maximum of 10 pages of text. And like always, that's excluding the abstract and any figures or tables. So that's 10 pages of written text, like usual. It's due on Tuesday by 5 p.m. Okay. And like I said, it's basically a combination of the two prior reports you've written already. And then the one section you'll have in addition to that, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, is a section discussing the results from the final contest, effectively. So you haven't really written. Now you've effectively built a prototype of your conceptual design and done some testing on it. You can report back on how that testing and what it tells you about your design process. Okay. There's an outline in the assignment handout PDF for you. Okay. Presentation, you have 10 minutes. And that's due on Thursday by 5. Okay. And basically it's covering, like what you've done so far, they're linked. They're covering the same topics. And the outline material and order of things should be pretty much the same between the two. Please review that pre-submission checklist before submitting. Okay. Working through the concept evaluations, hope we'll get those to you by Thursday, it looks like. So we have those to review and change for next week. But a lot of you are still missing points that are explicitly outlined right in that checklist. If you've taken a second to look at it before you turn stuff in. So please check it. It's there for you. Should help. Questions about the schedule of things? Yes, ma'am.
Can we submit the report presentation
together? Yeah, you're welcome to do that. Yeah, and this one, you know, these are worth quite a bit more than any of the ones you submitted so far. I would not wait until 4:59 to be sending stuff to me. Right, I think that's a good idea to get it submitted quite a bit earlier than that deadline, right? Anything else? Questions on the schedule, general requirements? Okay, so let's do a kind of general, this will shake out to be a little bit of general review of technical communication, but we'll look at how each of those sections should be tailored for your final report. So for any documentation we're writing, we need to ask what's the purpose of this document. And in fact, the outlines that my lab generates, I read one this morning from my students, we write this sentence out at the beginning of each one of our outlines for our papers. We do what we call a fat outline, so it's kind of not just bullet points, it's sentences, kind of the outline structure of what the paper is going to be. So we explicitly write sentences about what the purpose of this document is, so we can agree on that. So you need to answer that question, right? What's the purpose of your final report? Anybody?
To sell your idea.
Yeah, somewhat. So you said to sell your idea. I think the purpose of a final design report like this one is to communicate the design, right? So if, another way to think about this, answering this question, if someone's going to remember after reading your document, they're going to remember one thing about it, what do you want it to be? Okay. With this report, it's probably going to be what your design was, and then kind of secondarily maybe how it did in the contest. All right. So that's how you can ask. So the star of this report, once you answer this question, that dictates what the main point is. That's what everything else in the report should be supporting. And then, of course, you have to answer who's the primary audience with respect to their technical competence and expectations and language skills and all those things in a general technical document. Okay. So, you know, like we said, that kind of shakes out to usually being something like who the customers and what do they want. What do they want from this document? Okay. So, in these technical documents, what do we generally report? Results. Exactly right. Presenting accomplishments or results. So that could be a design, like it is in this case. If you're writing a kind of more academic theory heavy paper, it's a new method or formula or theorem or something to that effect. Experimental results. Okay. What are we not presenting? Opinions, sure. Sure. So you're not presenting on timeline of events, you're not presenting on team actions. Feelings, right? So you're avoiding this kind of narrative structure. We tried this, then we did that. Then we forgot to plug in a wire, and things went wrong, right? That's not what this report needs to be, or should be, okay? It's about the results, about the design itself. And in this kind of report, the accomplishment or result, one of those is the design, right, from this process, okay? General guidelines. You need to maintain consistent formatting, fonts, figure sizes, margins, those kind of things across the entire document. Okay. Generally, want to avoid first person. Still seeing that in some of the concept evaluation reports we're working through right now. Okay. Want to avoid chronological structure. Right. Again, you want to avoid, we did this, then we tried that, then we found that, then we made the spec sheet. After we made the spec sheet, then we did a function tree. The other thing is you guys need to proofread, right? Revise the thing. Read and revise 10 times more than you think you need to. Okay. A good process is to be able to write the report, generate a first draft, put it on the shelf for a day or two, then come back to it and try to read it with fresh eyes. Okay. One thing that I do is I either read aloud or more often I use the computer to speak to text. We talked about that back beginning part of the semester. I think it's really helpful. And those systems are designed to read, correct grammar and spelling. Any mistakes are immediately obvious if you're listening to it. So edit, right? Gotta be editor, okay? And really all these things are in support of your job as a writer, which is to convey the information to your reader and make it as easy for your reader to understand as possible. So inconsistent formatting gets in the way. Talking about yourself gets in the way of them understanding the design, which is what you're trying to present to them. Remember that it's a team effort. Your team needs to work together. Common mistakes include each person writing a section and then stapling it together. So it's okay. Each of you go off and write a section, but you have to have the time to come back together and edit and make sure it's consistent. Okay. Otherwise, you're going to have inconsistent voice or formatting or terminology. You're going to have problems. Okay. A little bit late to correct this one, but another common mistake is that one person writes the report and then the other people build. Right. See that in senior design as well. Don't do that. All right. You're missing, well, one, you're kind of what's in the report is not going to match the design very well. And there's some clarity that comes with writing and thinking about the process the entire time. Okay. Typical technical document sections. What do we start with typically? We're thinking about the whole packet of the report. It's an abstract. So an abstract, or if you're writing maybe in a more corporate setting, maybe an executive summary, which is really just a long abstract in a lot of ways. Right? We have an introduction section, what I'll call the main sections, which are going to vary a little bit based on the document type. Conclusion, and some references. Okay. Tell me about the abstract. What should it look like? What should it be? The summary of what's presented in the report. That's right. Yeah, you need to have some idea, some presentation of the key results. Right. So summarizes what's presented in the report. Right. That includes the reason for the report. So what is the problem being solved in this report? What information are you actually looking at? High-level summary of the methods used and the key results. Okay. Two things to remember here. Think about it. Remember to think about it as a standalone document. The abstract's what's going in the catalog in the library or the database of abstracts at your company's library or database. Right? People are going to read that without being able to see the rest of your document. What that means is that you shouldn't be referencing figures or tables or sections or anything like that in the abstract, right? Because those figures and things don't exist in the abstract as a document. Okay? With respect to your final report, looks something like this, right? You need to have some brief overview of the contest. Right? That's the problem that's being solved by this design, right? You need to have a 1 to 2 sentence overview of the design. That's a key accomplishment, or you think about it as a key method being used to solve the problem. Right? 1 to 2 sentence of how the thing works. Right? They recommended the final design use drawer sliders to move towards the center of the Wakanda under gravity. Right? Then a servo triggered mechanism delivered the vibranium. 2 sentences, high level explanation of what it does. Along with that, identifying and describing the key customer requirements are also an important method or result from this document. That's what drove the entire design process. So that deserves mention here. Right? And then the key results are how you did in the contest and how you did in the judging. Right? Those are two results that came from how well they give you an idea of what you're proposing, how does it actually perform. Should be able to do all of this in a paragraph. Okay. Not a ton of detail in any of these things. All you're saying in these sections is this: there's more information on all this stuff in the document. Okay. These things and this abstract needs to be unique to your report. It's another common mistake still. Right? A lot of you have abstracts that I could take out of your, off your report and drop right on someone else's in this class, and it still works. Right? That means it's too general. What you're telling me about in that case is a MECI 201 report. You're not telling me about this, your MECI 201 report. Okay? So the abstract needs to summarize this report that it's attached to and the key information. Okay. Questions about the abstract? Yes. Sure. I'll try to answer that more generally. So the question was, should this follow the theme? So you mean vibranium versus keychains? Is that what you're kind of asking?
Kind of like the details.
Sure. So I think whether you choose to talk about it in terms of vibranium or LED keychains, that's up to your group. Right? I would pick one and stick with it. I think the one place where you might, where it might be worth mentioning both is in the introduction. Right? Vibranium, you know, represented by keychains, and then you can talk about keychains from there on out. Okay. But what you want to do is basically pick a method outside of the initial introduction, pick one way to talk about the task, and stick with it. So if you choose vibranium, you should always be talking about vibranium. Other questions about abstracts? Okay, the introduction. Basically, the introduction. What's the problem being solved, and why should your reader care? It's really what the introduction is all about. Okay. Think about documents outside of this class. You want someone to read the rest of your document, this is where you get to convince them. Okay, that this problem you're working on is important and worth their time to read your solution. Okay. So to include an introduction to the problem, often a survey of relevant previous work. It doesn't really show up for you guys in this class. It will when you get to senior design and a writing report very similar to this one. Right, you get the senior design, there will be people that have tried to solve your problem in other ways. So you need to introduce that relevant previous work. We're aware that other people have tried to solve this problem. Our solution is different because of this or that. Okay. Or those previous efforts, they were trying to solve this problem, but they didn't quite get there. Right. They didn't completely solve the problem. And then what does the introduction section end with? Yeah, overview, I call it the roadmap sentence, right? It's basically a table of contents. Okay. You could do this almost exactly for your report. Right? Okay. So in terms of this final project report for you guys, right? So you have a brief overview of the contest. So this is where what the points come from comes in. Those point values are pretty important to deciding which task you're going for. You have, think about design and engineering challenges, not team challenges. Those also need to be included in the introduction. Those are what are, those. That's the problem you're solving. That's why it's interesting. That's why someone should care about it. This is not easy to do. And remember, those are engineering challenges. They're not, we don't have enough time, or we got crappy motor drivers. All right? It's, hey, reaching out very, very far out in the middle of this thing that's spinning, right, is hard to do if you started in a small volume that we're allowed. Right? That's an engineering challenge. Yes. I don't know that that's a fundamental engineering challenge, right? I think it puts some bounds on what you're able to design. But whether you're welding or bolting things together, there are still challenges that are inherent to the problem itself. Those are the ones you want to outline here, like the one I just brought out. Like, we have to start in a relatively small volume but be able to reach stuff all over the track. That's kind of hard to do, right, from an engineer perspective. Saw another hand somewhere. Other questions about the intro? Some of this will feel like you're repeating the abstract, right? You're introducing the problem again, right? There should be more detail here than in the abstract in the introduction of the problem, right? So once you write the abstract, set it aside, forget you wrote that. It's a separate document, all right? Main sections for design reports like this one, your chosen, recommended, final design, whichever you want to, language you want to use, should immediately follow the introduction. The introduction says, here's the problem. The next section, section two, says, here's our answer. All right? So start at the high level, then move to details. Then the following subsections or subsections support the choice of that design or the recommendation of that design. So introductions, here's the problem. Section two, here's the answer. Sections three, four, whatever, this is why that's the answer and why we think it's a good answer. Okay? And we can kind of skip over this. Okay. So for that section two, talking about your final recommended or chosen design, whichever language you want to use. Okay. Start presenting with the functionality. Here's the answer. Here's how it works. Okay. And what you need to do is start at the high level. These are the high-level functionality. This is the points it goes after. This is how it works at the high level. Then you work down to the lower-level details. Okay? There's a tendency to start at the low level and try to work up. Right? If you do that, your reader, you know how everything fits together already. Yeah. Remember, your reader doesn't know that. So if they're learning about detail and detail and detail, it's going to be hard for them to connect all those pieces if you start low and work up. So show the high level, this is the high level functionality, and then fill in the details for how it's doing all the things it's doing. Okay. Should there be any discussion, pro and con, strengths and weaknesses here? No, I see head shaking. No, that's right. No pro or con discussion here. This is just how it works. Here's the answer. Here's what we're recommending as the answer. Okay. Are you going to need figures to do this? Yes. Use figures. Okay. What do you need to do to these figures? What needs to be labeled on them? How do they need to be presented? You need to label parts according to their function, and you need enough dimensions to give it scale. Okay. And I think, particularly for this final report, you probably need a figure of each subsystem. Right? One figure of the whole design is going to be hard to convey with that figure how everything actually works. Okay? So it doesn't necessarily have to be a complete new figure from scratch. Is it a different angle, a different zoom for each subsystem? Right? So you have one or maybe two views, angles of the full system, and then subsystem supporting your detailed descriptions. Okay. Just remember that one figure we looked at that we thought was okay when we looked. Did good and bad figures that one day. You can look back in the notes. Let's go ahead. Oops. Oh, so in case you guys don't believe me, when I have documentation open when I'm coding, there you go. Stuff I was doing earlier. Sorry. Okay. So it would have been project intro. Maybe. Maybe this one. Sorry. Maybe not that one. Sorry, thought I could get to it quickly. We had that figure. All right, so here's three figures of a final design. This is from a final report. And these are not super fancy, but you have different views. They provide a way, like, you know, you can see that these would swing. You can get some idea of the functionality. All right, I think it would be hard to compress all this information into a single figure, is the point I'm making. So these are not too bad figures. It's kind of so I think even of this, you could have done better, perhaps, to have a view of just this subsystem in more detail on how it works. Okay. Yes, sir. See, I think that's where I would start, is this is the process at which it solves the problem. And not necessarily chronologically, but some kind of logical organization for these are the different subsystems. So you have a subsystem that delivers some stuff to the center, probably. Probably have a subsystem that clears out the ritual challengers. And you don't need to necessarily explain those in chronological order that they run, but there needs to be some explanation. Probably at a high level, these are the steps it takes, and this is what it does at the high level. It clears ritual challengers, delivers vibranium to the center. Then there's a new paragraph. In order to clear ritual challengers, the subsystem in figure 6 is shown, is used. Okay. Right? And then you explain how the ritual challenger works with respect to that particular figure. Right. Okay. Other questions about this kind of introduction to your final design? Section of the report. This is the real meat of the report. Remember, this is what we said was the main point of this report. Right. So this probably should be the longest section of the whole report. Right. We've said, if someone's going to remember one thing about this report after they read it, it's going to be this. Right. So you better do a good job here if you're saying that's the main point. So we've presented our solution. Introduction presented the problem. This section, section 2, presents our solution. Now we start providing support for that solution being the correct one to choose. Right? So basically that problem understanding section, probably section 3, right? It's providing support for your choice or recommendation of that final design. Right? So that needs to outline what are the key customer requirements and engineering characteristics, what are key specs that result from those. What are the most important functions that the design has to complete? Okay. And that should sound a lot like presenting those design tools, because it is. Okay. Key points here. Talk about your house of quality. Talk about your spec sheet. Don't talk about a house of quality. Okay. That's still a number of teams doing that, spending 3/4 of a page explaining what a house of quality is, without any mention of why the house of quality is important to this design or that solving this problem. Okay. It needs to be the other way around. You can have a sentence introducing what a house of quality is, and then 3/4 of a paragraph, the rest of the paragraph, pointing out what are the most important customer requirements, why are they important for this particular problem. Okay. Same thing for specs and the function tree. This is where you get the point, right? This is what's driving, again, this is what's driving the choice of your final design. Right? This is part of why your design is good. You did a good job identifying what was important to the customers. So you need to convince your audience or your reader that, hey, we know what our customer wants. And this design we're proposing satisfies those customer requirements. Once you presented that, then you can present some alternative concepts, right? You need at least two alternatives, and you support your selection of your design over those, right? So that means you first need to introduce the alternative concepts and then evaluate them, okay? So they need to be true alternatives, okay? I don't see too much of this yet in the concept evaluation reports I've read, but make sure that it's not just, oh, it's just like design one, but the wheels are 50% larger. That's not really a different design. It's a variation of the same design. Right? These need to be true, real alternative designs. Okay? You need to provide enough detail so that your reader can understand how it would work. Doesn't need to be as much as the final design, but there needs to be enough where the reader, with just that paragraph and a figure, most likely, could understand how that alternative would work. Right? Because without that understanding, they can't understand your evaluation of the concepts, and they shouldn't trust you when you say yours is better than the alternatives if you haven't been able to explain what the alternatives are. Okay? So, here, when you're introducing these concepts, is there any pro and con discussion? No, not yet. Right? Just like the final design, you're going to introduce the designs and make sure your reader understands all three of them, your recommended one and the two alternatives, before you do an evaluation of them. Okay? So once you've introduced all three concepts, right, your chosen design in the second section of the report, the other two here, then you evaluate them. Right? In that evaluation, the chosen design, recommended design is included. And all of this should point back to the evaluation matrix. Right? Because the evaluation matrix concisely summarizes why your design is the recommended one. Right? There are a lot of teams just ignoring this right now. And the ones I've read. Right? Evaluation matrix is shown as table one, and then they go in a half page of evaluation that never references anything contained in the evaluation matrix. Okay? So if you're saying your design is chosen for a particular reason, it better show up here. Right? Or else that this is incomplete. Right? And effectively, the main point of this section, with support from the evaluation matrix, is to get to something like this wording, not necessarily, but this is kind of the main point of the section. You're trying to show why your design, you considered a few really good alternatives, and your design is better than those other alternatives because of A, B, and C, even though it's not better than those alternatives at X, Y, and Z. So knowing, hey, the A, B, and C are really important to my customer requires you, in the previous section, to point out to your reader, hey, A, B, and C are really important to my customer. So you're building up to this kind of conclusion throughout the last two sections of the report prior to the conclusion. Okay. Questions about this section of the report? Yes, sir.
For the true alternative concepts, if we carry over like one arm, so say we have a three-arm device and our alternative has one of the same arms but the other two arms are different, so consider the true alternative.
That sounds like it's, I mean, just what you've told me, it's 60%, 66% different, perhaps. So that sounds like it's enough of an alternative. But I think if you get to a place, another place with when you're talking about the alternative concepts, if you can say, oh, it's just like design one, except this, then it's not necessarily a real alternative. It's just a variation. Yes, I would explain it. You should explain each design independently. And that's a good test. If you don't have to do that and the person can understand the design, it's probably not enough different. Other questions about concept evaluation? I'm giving you guys the answers to the exams. It's the exam. Ask questions. Let me help you. Okay. This is the one section you have not done yet. Okay. So perk up. Been on Instagram. Put it away for a second. Okay. So this section, you're evaluating the performance of the proposed design. you have get to summarize the contest results. Okay, doesn't necessarily need to be a play-by-play. How did you do? What kind of points were you averaging? Those kind of things. Right? Doesn't need to be a play-by-play. Doesn't need to be, oh, we forgot to plug in a wire and this and that. Right? That's not really what you're looking for. One second. Okay. Summary of where you finished in the rankings, how far you made it, how many times you won, those kind of things. Okay. You also need to include the judging results. That is a big result of your design. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
So the contest results,
right? Yes. So these are final contest results, right? Yes, sir. You can discuss both. That's right. That's why I included them. They give you kind of two perspectives on your design, certainly. Okay. The purpose of this section is to evaluate the design and the design process. Okay. You're not looking to evaluate how well your team did on competition day. So that's why we don't necessarily talk about we forgot to plug in this wire or the power was unplugged and something like that. Right? That's not a problem with the design, necessarily. What you're trying to present is an evaluation of the design and design process. So, in those terms, what assumptions or specs or customer requirements or functionality did you get wrong? Right? So you know more now, today, than you've ever known about this problem before. Okay. So, looking back at what you did from the beginning, what was wrong? From the kind of what customer requirements did you get wrong? Which ones did you get right? Right? What specs did you get wrong or right? Okay. Then what would getting those, if you got some wrong, and I'm sure everybody in this room did, get at least something wrong, right? What would have getting those right changed about your design? When you're discussing these things, right, these all show up in the design tools you presented already. So reference those design tools, right? So you can say, you know, as was shown in the House of Quality in Table 1, most important customer requirement was this. However, in the final competition, it was revealed that that was not or should not have been the most important customer requirement. If we made that change, that would have resulted in this different focus of the design. Okay. So you're trying to evaluate your design and design process. Okay. What you're trying to separate, and I'm just trying to stress this, is you're trying to separate the design from your implementation of the design. Right? And you're trying to separate the design from your team actions on the day of the contest. So if you think the fundamental design is sound, but, oh, we had a bug in our code, so it didn't work on the final competition day. Well, the bug in your code is kind of an implementation problem. Doesn't necessarily mean that the design itself was flawed. It could mean that if your design necessitated overcomplicated code, but it could be just an implementation problem. So this takes some reflection on your part to try to understand what went wrong, and was it a design problem or was it an implementation issue with this prototype that you built? Are you guys getting that distinction? Okay. Okay. Questions about this section? And this is the one you haven't done before. Key points here. Look back at the tools, right? Those tools help you in the process. They also help you communicate your thinking throughout the process. Right? So if you got some assumption wrong, you misweighted some customer requirement, point to the House of Quality. Right? Point to, oh, that change in the House of Quality would have led to this change in the spec sheet, which would have resulted in this change in the recommended design. You're evaluating that design now. Questions? Yes, sir.
So we're going to separate design from implementation, and we're only going to put the design stuff here.
Yes.
So are we going to put the implementation stuff
here? Implementation doesn't go anywhere else. And this is a report about the design. Right? Just like we don't report about what your team activities were, the implementation doesn't belong here either. It's about the design. Other questions? Yes?
So it's almost like we dissect what we did and what we could change better.
That's right. Exactly right. So this, in the more colloquial sense, is knowing what you know now, what would you have done differently, effectively, right? But with respect to the design itself, not what you did, right? So you're pointing at assumptions in the design process, specs you got wrong, things like that. Okay. I will point out here that the stepper motor is not strong enough to do what we wanted. Is that a design problem or an implementation problem? Who thinks implementation? Who thinks design? Who doesn't care? Most of you. Okay. I think that's a design problem for this reason. The materials you were given define the boundaries of your solution space. Right? Those are effective specs that your customer gave to you. Right? So you don't have the choice of having a stronger stepper motor. Right? Your design had to fit within the components that you were given. Right? So if you came up with a design, right, that needed a stronger stepper motor, that's a design problem. Okay? Other questions about this section? Okay. The conclusion. What does the conclusion look like? The abstract, it is very abstract-like. It is not an exact copy of your abstract. Okay, so please don't do that. Okay? It's very abstract-like, contains the same information, the same kind of tone. Don't just copy and paste your abstract, though. Okay? Basically summarizes what was presented in the report. It contains no new information. Okay? And reiterate the reason for the report. Present a high-level summary of the methods used, and include key results. So same stuff that's in the abstract. That's what we mean by it being abstract-like. Okay. And very abstract-like. Like the abstract, you should not reference figures or tables or cite references in the conclusion. Okay. Conclusion should be a paragraph, same kind of length as the abstract. Questions about the conclusion? Okay, let's walk through these again real quick. Okay, writing about the design tools. Make sure you're avoiding parenthetical reference and instead using phrases, as seen in figure X, shown in figure X, things like that. Okay, where do figure numbers and captions go? Below the figure. Where do the table numbers and captions go? Above the tables, yes. Present the tools and the information contained in them as if they're fact or data. Right? So it's not, we believe this, we thought that. It's hey, the most important customer requirement is. It's just data. It's fact. Okay. And in doing so, point out what's important in each tool. Like what's unique to your design? What makes your house of quality different than the next Mechie 201 team? And what's driving the selection of your final design? Okay. Writing about the designs, similar thing. Avoid parenthetical citation. Okay. Exactly match the text, your written text, to the labels on the figures themselves. Okay. And like we said, avoid referencing other designs to explain the current one. You don't want to have the alternative design is just like the chosen one, except right? Each one needs to stand on its own. Final presentations. You guys have been doing a pretty good job of these so far. Basically, you're going to follow the same structure as the report. Okay, so you can use the same outline to set up your presentation. Okay, the design tools, you're very likely should concisely explain what they are, tell the audience what is important, the same things you should be doing in the report. Okay, and explain why it's important. And you will likely need a presentation version. Right? So if you've done a good job on your house of quality, it's going to be hard to fit it into a report, much less into a slide on the presentation. Right? So what you can do, right? Here's a Gantt chart, which again is probably not a very great Gantt chart, but it's too small to read on a slide. So I can highlight only the most important stuff. Right? And then as I'm talking about it, if I'm talking about these two tasks here that, hey, look, got changed from the original schedule and delayed quite a bit, then I can highlight that and make it point my audience's eye right to what I'm talking about. Okay. So you see here two tasks that got delayed in time. Right. Point your audience's eye. Okay. So we talked about this slide, using clean slide templates. Most of you have been doing a good job of this, avoiding unnecessary animations, et cetera, et cetera. Don't have too many words on the slide. In practice. Okay. So this is a really common point. Right? This is way too many words on the slide. Right? What's going to happen when you have this many words on the slide is your audience is going to stop listening to you and they're just going to be reading. Okay? And then you've lost your audience. So the slides should supplement what you're saying, not replace it. Okay? And then let the audience know when you're finished. So I pretty much finish all my presentations this way. Thank you. I'd like to answer any questions you might have at this time. So, thank you. I'd like to answer any questions you might have at this time. Yes?
So, I noticed in the Mission to Mars portion that they had a outline of each step that the machine or robot would have done. We don't need that for this one.
I'm not following your question, really. Sure. So I think that falls in the context of the question earlier. How you need to explain the functionality, how it works. Right? The order those things happen is probably coupled with the functionality. Right? So that can be presented with just an overview of the objective functionality design and then walking through the order and then drilling down to the details of each subsection. The questions. Sir.
When order is relevant to how something functions, how do you present that without doing it chronologically?
Well, that kind of order is fine. What you don't want to present chronologically is the project chronologically. Right? So if we go design, certain things happen in an order, and that's key to the functionality of how it works. What you're not presenting, this happens, then that happened, then we did this, is the project process and the design process. Other questions? Okay, so on Thursday, make sure you bring all your kit components with you. Okay, have them unbolted from your design. Okay. For the linear actuator, have the brackets off of the actuator. Okay, if you extended any wires, get the parts back to the condition we gave them to you in. All right. If you know you're missing parts, get in touch with me. Just email. We can get you set up to get them replaced. Okay, make sure you don't get an incomplete. As long as we have the shipping confirmation before grades have to go in, that's going to be fine. If you need to buy something to replace it. So let's get that process started, if we need to. Yes, sir?
The list
of the components on the webpage. Yep. Should be. If it's not, I'll add it today. It is? It's there? Yeah, I thought so. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
We end up trimming the wires. Do you want us to strip the back end of it, or do you care if it's...
Just as long as they're cut, it's fine. Or back to the length I gave them to you, basically. The other thing before we go, I thought all you guys, and I think Ms. Hodge agrees with me here, did a good job last week. Everybody I heard from at the contest was really impressed with what you did, so be proud of how your machines performed, even if they didn't perform as well as you wanted. Right, as a group, you guys did a great job. You raised the bar for those coming after you. So give yourselves a hand on that. And I'll see you guys Thursday.